I'm Dean Roventini, WRPR News. Hey, let's say you were out one night at a party, or probably at Brady's Rampos hotspot on Thursday night. How are you getting home? Did someone volunteer to be your designated driver, or are you stranded because your DD didn't keep his or her promise? Who are you going to call? No, not Ghostbusters. What many of us do is pull up the Uber app and call a ride. Uber has become the hottest app in the world in the recent year. It has become the quick and easy substitution for any car service. When you call an Uber, a person pops up to identify who your driver is and what car he or she is driving. Then you awkwardly sit in silence for your ride home. Don't you have a bunch of questions what you want to ask your Uber driver, but never do? Well, I did that for you. Rob Abdul is a 21-year-old college student and has been an Uber driver for just about a year. I decided to open up my phone, call Uber, and take a ride with Rob, the Uber driver.
Okay, Rob, so in your car, in the Uber drive, as someone cuts us off, actually, that's not even made up.
Yeah, get that a lot, too.
Yeah. Rob, how did you become an Uber driver? What was the idea of becoming an Uber driver?
I think it all started back in high school. I was usually the DD to most people. And I found out about Uber actually 2 years ago that it started to start up. And I was like, this is so perfect for me because I usually like to drive people around. And, you know, I was just like, wow, I can make money out of this. So I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go for it. You have to be 21. And I was just like, once I turned 21, I immediately applied for Uber.
Okay, so what is the process of becoming an Uber driver?
So basically, it's go to the Uber website and you apply for Uber driver. And it's basically a three-step process. You have to send your license, your registration, insurance, and you have to obviously be 21. And then once you send that out, they do a background check. And that usually takes about 2 weeks because they want to make sure, you know, you're not, you know, terrorist or anything like that.
Well, that's good.
Being an Uber employee, how does that differentiate from any other job you've had? How does, like, scheduling work? How does
it? It's one of the most flexible schedules ever. It's on your time, and you're your own boss. So it's literally whenever you feel like driving, you just turn on the app and you're ready to go.
Do drivers have different apps as customers?
Yes, they have a driver app, and we're the only ones that are supposed to have it. Instead of the traditional Uber rider app, we have the driver app. So it's a lot different than the Uber rider app. Well, because we have a map. And
okay. Yeah, good. Yeah, explain what's the difference.
And we click the button online, and we wait for the rider to call an Uber, and whoever is the closest will usually get the notification, and then it pops up on my Uber screen, and then I click on it, and then immediately we connect, and then I drive to their location. It's a pretty easy process as well.
Okay, so what kind of, as a driver, is there certain areas that you go to in order to pick up business, or do you stay just local by your house in Old Bridge?
It depends. In the summer, you want to go down the shore because that's where you make their most money. Literally, you can get rides instantly every time you finish one. It is one of the busiest times, especially from like 6 o'clock all the way to like 3 in the morning. Right now we're in the winter, so I usually try to drive around either the airport, train stations, or if I see on the map that there is a surge, that's where you kind of want to go towards. And a surge is basically where there's more demand.
Now for Uber customers, some may not know this, but in a surge, prices do go up.
Oh, they go up extremely. Like, let's say from my house to the airport is a typical $30 fare, but if there's a surge that's like 2.5, the fare can go all the way up to like $65.
Wow.
To go to the airport. So you have to watch out for that. And it's, you know, a lot of riders complain about it, but it's really not our fault.
Do you have any, like, crazy stories of, you know, maybe your best or worst rides?
In the summer, you know, I have drunk people that always want me to, like, after I finish the drive, tell them, hey, come into the club with us.
Oh, they invite you out.
And party with us. And I'm just like, no, I'm just going to drive you to where you need to go, and then I'm just going to leave and continue my business. I mean, just tune them out. But a lot of drunk people can be very loud and disturbing. It can be less enjoyable sometimes too.
The big thing, especially in like big places like California and New York City, Uber drivers offer stuff like water, gum. Yeah. Do you do that?
I don't do that. What Uber usually says is, hey, just have your car clean inside and just, you know, just drive the person to where they need to go. I mean, you can go, they tell you, you can go above and beyond. You can give them water, gum, all that stuff. But I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to give you the clean car and I'm just going to drive you to where you need to go. Point A to point B. I don't think it's necessary to offer them water and gum, but my rating's been pretty good otherwise, so.
Does Uber have certain guidelines or standards for you as a driver when you're, you know, online and, you know, yes, being their employee?
Yes, they do. What happens is you want to make sure you maintain a 4.0 star, because if you go below that, Uber's going to call you and they're basically going to ask you, like, hey, what's up? Why is your rating so low? And because they can kick you out and they can lock you out of your app because your rating's so low. And I've been fortunate enough to have a 4.91 rating, so I don't think I'm ever gonna, you know, get fired or anything like that. So
that sounds pretty good.
That's pretty good plus.
With Uber being so popular, it has taken over the car service industry. The ease of the app and multiple ways of transportation has made car services obsolete. I talked to Dina Frangipani, daughter of a taxi company owner in the early 70s. Dina grew up in the business. I want to hear her thoughts on the car services of then and now. I'm sitting here with Dina Frangipani. Dina, are you familiar with the Uber app?
Yes, I am.
How popular was your father's car service in the 70s?
It was very popular with the local people.
And what would you think is easier to access a ride, Uber or your father's car service?
I'd have to say Uber, because Uber, you can go into your app on your smartphone and request a car. My father's car service was different because you had to call into a dispatcher and you would have to, you know, hope the back then the line was free and you didn't get a busy signal.
Do you believe that Uber can eliminate all traditional car services?
Yes, I do believe that. I believe they can.
Next time you call an Uber, remember, the drivers are just like any of us. They want a pleasant ride just as much as you do. Be sure to be respectful. Give them a good rating after your ride so they can keep their side job. I'm Dean Roventini, WRPR News.